National Preservation Month begins today, and to kick it off, Bloomington's Rosemary P. Miller Lecture Series presents a talk Friday evening by Will Fellows, the author of The Passion to Preserve, Gay Men as Keepers of Culture. WFIU's Yael Cassander spoke with Fellows about the process by which he moved past stereotype and into a broader definition, not only of what it means to be gay, but also of historic preservation itself.
In your book, your subject specifically is the affinity that many gay men have for historic preservation. One of my favorite quotes is, "There's some magical relation between gay men and restoration. You can always tell an urban neighborhood in transition by that harbinger of change, the corner Art Deco shop opened by two gentlemen friends." I loved that, and it's so funny because it's pretty accurate, but that statement also seems to risk promoting a stereotype.
Well, that really is a very central part of the process that I had to go through in creating this book. In a certain sense, it's kind of moving beyond the developmental stage of coming out and gaining acceptance in the world and saying, okay, why are we afraid of looking at these things? Why do we simply have this propensity to relegate them to stereotype rather than saying, what do these things reveal about us? What do they amount to as we show up in the world and go about our lives?
Passion to Preserve includes dozens of first-person narratives from gay men involved in preservation across the country. From predictable spots like Savannah and Provincetown to such unlikely locales as Red Cloud, Nebraska, this collection of autobiographical stories makes for a more nuanced understanding of the trend.
It provided me with so much, admittedly anecdotal, evidence to help dismiss some of the rather cliched explanations as to why gay men are extraordinarily involved in the preservation arena. Arguments along the lines of no children, so they don't have to live in safe neighborhoods with good schools, no children, so they have more income. Even an argument that I heard that gay men are sort of marginal creatures in the culture, or have been at least historically, and so they are inclined to take on marginal enterprises like preservation. And these are just some of the pseudo arguments that I heard, and they all collapse when you take a close look at them.
Did you get close to your own theory about why this affinity exists? Why or how does being gay inform the way that one looks at history or objects or space?
That is a very powerful question and very well stated. And I would like to say that I have a nice, concise answer to it, but I don't. The preservation impulse as it gets manifested with regard to the buildings is in some ways, I think, related to the preservation impulse as it gets manifested in social work, in ministry of various kinds, in saving abused animals. Mm-hmm. You know, there's this whole phenomenon growing out of the human soul that resonates more powerfully for some people than for others, that has to do with identifying things that are in need, things that are broken, things that are not whole, not complete, and restoring them to a state of wholeness. And so in a certain sense, I do see historic preservation as a somewhat religious act, religious in the original meaning of that word, having to do with putting back together something which is broken. What I'm really describing in A Passion to Preserve is my best effort to get a handle on why gay men contribute extraordinarily in the preservation arena, not to box anyone in or close anyone out or draw any firm lines, because I've certainly lived long enough to know that they just don't hold up.
For WFIU Arts, I'm Yael Cassander.
Will Fellows speaks Friday night at 7 p.m. at the Buskirk Chumley Theater.